Bhagavad Leela, chapter 30, 11th canto, the Moshala Leela, disappearance of the Yadu dynasty. Uddhava left for Bhadrikasham, Krishna returned to Dwarka and advised the Yadavas to leave the foreboding omens descending upon Dwarka and go to a place, Pravasa Kshetra, north of there on the bank of the Saraswati and perform some austerities to counteract the bad fortune they were facing. Anybody went there and absorbed themselves in a festive mood, intoxicated from drinking liquor, they started quarreling after losing their brains and killing one another till no one was left. Baladev went to the ocean shore, gave up his body. Krishna sat silently upon the ground. A hunter named Jara saw the red pinkish color of Krishna's bottom of his foot. He thought it was the deer, part of the deer's body. He shot an arrow, hit the Lord's left foot, and then he realized he made a mistake, fell to feed the Lord, begged forgiveness. Krishna dispatched the hunter, sent him to Vaikuntha. And then Krishna met Daruka and told him to advise the remaining people in Dwarka to go to Indraprastha and immediately carry out his order. There's some interesting verses here. Vishnu says that this Jara, the hunter's arrow, merely touched the Lord's lotus feet and didn't even pierce it, because the Lord's limbs are made of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Otherwise, in the descriptions of the next verse, the hunter became fearful and fell down with his head upon the Lord's feet. Sukadev Goswami would have stated that he extracted the arrow from the Lord's foot, but he didn't, because there was no arrow there. The arrow just glazed by him, could not pierce or touch his transcendental form. This fratricidal war of the Yadavas at Prabhupada Kshetra and Jara the hunter's attack upon Lord Krishna are activities of Krishna's internal potency for the purpose of fulfilling the Lord's pastime desires. The Yadavas quarrels amongst each other occurred at sunset, and the hunter arrived to kill a deer at the Saraswati. It was highly unlikely that when more than 560 million warriors had just been killed and the place became blood and strewn with corpses, it seemed strange that the hunter would somehow come along trying to kill a deer. So Krishna's withdrawal of the Yadu dynasty and his own disappearance were not historical events, but displays of Krishna's internal yogamaya potency. This is how he chose to wind up his pastimes on earth. Another verse 20 pages ago, the commentary. Bhagavad Leela, chapter 31, Lord Krishna's disappearance. So when they heard that Krishna had returned to his abode, Vasudeva and the others remaining Dwarka became agitated and went out of the city to find Krishna. Krishna creates the entire universe and enters within it as Supersoul. Then he winds it up within himself and remaining in his private glory, desists from external pastimes. Arjuna was overwhelmed by separation, but he tolerated and carried on rituals in Pinda for dead relatives. The ocean came and swallowed up Puri, except for Lord's own residence. Then Arjuna took all the residents of Yadapuri to Indraprastha and installed Vajra on the throne. That is a very wonderful description of what happened after Krishna left this world. Vrindavanam pratyajat paramekam nagacchati is told that Krishna never takes a step out of Vrindavan. This whole idea of returning and going here and there, basically it's Krishna, it's some expanded form, not the original Gopinath.